Blog Talk Radio.
Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Luke 11:13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Ephesians 3:1. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Ephesians 1:15-17. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ezekiel 36:26-27. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Mark 13:11. But when they shall lead you, and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Second Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. First John 4:13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. First Corinthians 2:9-12. But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. First Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. John 14:15-17. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Isaiah 11:2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Galatians 6:8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Acts 2:3-4. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Psalm 139:7-8. Whither shall I go from thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Galatians 5:25.
love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children and thy tender care. Take us to heaven to live with thee there.
precious Son of God. Love's pure light. There is radiant beam from thy holy face. Oh, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, precious Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord,
the Christmas angel. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We bow down before you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega. Bless your name. Thank you for bringing us to this day, December 25th, 2021, according to the Gregorian calendar. We never would have made it without you. And so we are grateful to you, God. We thank you. And we bless your name. It is only by your grace that we've made it, not in our own works of power. With the shadow of death all around us, we made it because you are right with us. Oh God, and we do not take that for granted. So every day we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We celebrate it because Jesus took our disease, pain, sorrows, depression, everything negative to the cross. He took COVID-19 to the cross. More than 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid the price. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Whatever we've been through and we're going through, Jesus, you took it to the cross before we were even born, before our parents were born, before our grandparents were born, before our great-grandparents were born, our great-great-grandparents. More than 2,000 years ago, you took every sorrow, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, the curses. You took it to the cross. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the anointed one. Thank you. We have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. He never fails forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. So this morning, Lord, like the three wise men, and it's not about gift giving and all that commercializing. It is about you, Jesus. And so we take this morning to celebrate your goodness, to celebrate greatness, to celebrate salvation, to celebrate and honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bow down in humble adoration and worship to you with humility. And we worship you. We present our bodies as living sacrifice, holy unto you. We, oh God, take us. We surrender our lives to you. Jesus, we thank you for salvation, and we bless your name. Hallelujah, Ramah Sunday. So, Lord, this morning, I don't know about others, but I know about me. My heart is filled with gratitude. Flowing gratitude, I don't even have enough to give you because you've done so much. And you keep doing, and you keep doing, and you keep doing great things in my life. And so, Lord, I joined the 24 elders around your holy throne room, oh Almighty God, bowed in reference to you. The 24 elders took off their crowns, lay it down, and bowed down in worship and adoration to you. Father, I join your holy councils of heaven to bow down and worship you. Oh, God, you are faithful, you are good, you are kind. You are everything to me, oh, God. Abba, Father, my creator. Oh, how I love you, Lord. Join everyone under the sound of my voice. To say thank you. They would not have woken up this time of the morning if they did not love you. They love you, so we come together in unity, in oneness, to appreciate you and to love you. We come to thy throne of grace this morning and ask for mercy. If we have we got iniquity in our hearts, you will not hear our prayers. And so, Father, as the Holy Ghost convicts us of things in our lives that are not pleasing to you, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, Lord, for mercy. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Oh, Father God, our children. Have mercy, Lord. Our children, O God. The young generation, Lord, my heart bleeds for that generation. Have mercy upon our children as individuals. Have mercy upon my children, O God. Lord, rain down your mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Rain down your mercy upon our spouses, O God. Rain down your mercy upon our siblings, O God. Your mercy upon our nieces. Oh God, rain down your mercy, Lord. I pray, oh God, for my niece, oh God, Pia, Lord. Rain down your mercy upon Pia this morning. Rain down your mercy. Have mercy upon her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us. Pray for your children. Join me in the prayer. Hallelujah. Have mercy. Get their names. I don't know. God wants us to pray for them. Pray. Hallelujah. Even if they're living perfect lives, still pray for them. Call their names this morning. The angels are here. The Holy Ghost is here. Call your children names. Father, have mercy. Have mercy upon Al, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Al. Have mercy upon his wife, O God. Have mercy upon his household, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon Al. O God, in the name of Jesus, O Father, intervene in his life. Intervene in his home. Intervene in his marriage. O God, have mercy. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus, bring them back to you, Jesus. Restore unto them the joy of your salvation. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy upon Ricky, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon Makari. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, oh, God. Mercy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for their salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, oh God, upon Shay and her children. Mercy, oh God, upon their household. Mercy, oh God, upon Tina and Michael. Mercy upon, oh God, Mandika. Mercy, oh God, upon the laundry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon Tina and Michael's household. Mercy, oh God. Mercy upon Crystal. Mercy upon the children, oh God. Mercy upon Zachariah. Mercy upon Joshua. Mercy upon Christian Michael. Mercy upon CJ. Mercy upon Makari. Mercy upon Kamari. Mercy upon, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God. Mercy upon my husband. Mercy upon, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus take away all the filth in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the blood cleanse us. Let the blood cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, cleanse us. Wash away our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, I release the blood of Jesus over the airwaves, the cyberspace, the networks, all the blood of Jesus. Uriya Masantiriako, all the blood, Oyakayama Setiriako, let the blood work and wash away our sins. Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Uriya Masantiriako, Uriya Masantiriako. So we thank you for the blood. We soak this atmosphere in the blood of Jesus. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus. We soak our destinies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children's destinies in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. I soak Pierre's destiny in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Koti's destiny in the blood of Jesus. Parita's destiny in the blood of Jesus. Tina's and Michael's destiny in the blood of Jesus. Ricky's destiny in the blood of Jesus. Makari's destiny in the blood of Jesus. Kamari's destiny in the blood of Jesus. CJ's destiny in the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, crystal destiny, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, Zechariah's destiny in the blood of Jesus. Joshua's destiny in the blood of Jesus. Christian's destiny in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Alan Nikki's destiny and marriage in the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our lives, move in our midst. Move in the life of our children. Move in this service this morning. Your grace is sufficient for us. Change our lives. Change our hearts. Let it be pleasing to you. Oh, Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, and guide us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We need a refreshing in the name of Jesus. Behold, you make all things new. Father, we pray for the newness of Almighty God to rest upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, let your goodness pass before us. In the name of Jesus, take away our heart of stone and give us your heart of flesh. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your presence fill this place. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the ministry of the holy angels. We call forth the holy angels. We ask you to send those that are assigned to this service, those that are assigned to our lives, to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for your fresh oil to be poured upon us, O God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus. And this morning, Lord, is not a happy morning for everyone, O God, but the joy of the Lord is their strength. There are so many that have lost loved ones, O God. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will comfort their hearts, O God, and strengthen them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort their hearts, strengthen them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know it all and you see it all. And so, Father, release that peace that surpasses all understanding upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for the former president of Liberia who's grieving the loss of her first child. And so, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to comfort her heart, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, for the life that he lived, O God, in the name of Jesus. May his soul rest in peace. And the soul of all the faithful departed, rest in peace. All those that are grieving, release the oil of joy. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them know that even though they're grieving, but their loved ones who live in Christ is with you, O God. And every one of us will go there one day to be with you. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you on this beautiful, joyous morning. Because he lives, because Jesus lives, we can face every second and every minute. So release the overflowing joy upon us this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you once again for salvation. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. And then, Lord, I pray for those right now in the service. Oh, God, you know what they're standing in need of. And I pray you will provide for them according to your riches. Christ Jesus, hallelujah. Give them the desires of their heart. Bless them in a special way. That have come to worship you. Bless their children, their parents, their grandchildren, their spouses. Oh, Father God, shield them with your favor. Oh, God, I thank you for them, oh, God. I thank you for the intercessors, oh, God, who keeps this prayer line moving and moving and moving, oh, God. Thank you for strengthening them. Thank you for provision. Thank you, Lord, and bless them in a special way. Hallelujah. We give you glory and we give you honor. And, Lord Jesus, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross all of you, Jesus, and none of me, O God. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Ghost in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Give us strength, give us understanding, give us revelation. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, and amen. Glory, glory to God in the name of Jesus. Good morning to those of you that are just joining us. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to take you down a lane this morning, and then we'll come back. Hallelujah. And I want you to just look at a few things that just fills my heart with good gladness when I think about these things. And I just want to, for you to go through with me this morning as I go through these scriptures this morning. In the name of Jesus, follow me. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 15. And I will put between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis 3:15, this is when God is speaking, when there was a fall in the Garden of Eden. I know sometimes it's too dark to put your Bible, to open your Bible, but if you have a light, put your light on. Just write these scriptures. This is a prophetic scripture, and I want you to take note of this. God's prophetic word speaking to the serpent after the fall of Adam and Eve. It is one of the most important scripture. This is one of the first scripture you see that Jesus Christ will be born. You see a prophetic word coming forth from Almighty God, from the mouth, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Thy seed and her seed. So you might be, Apostle Marco, who is Satan's seed? Hallelujah. Who is the seed? It's those who follow after him. Those who the witches, the warlords, those are his seed. Those are the ones who call him Father. Hallelujah. And her seed is the Christians who are in covenant relationship with Almighty God. You are, if you are in Christ Jesus and you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, hallelujah, and you Jesus Christ, who is the seed of the woman, and once you receive Christ, you're under that. Hallelujah. So you see the kingdom of darkness, and you see the kingdom of light. The Bible says, her seed, Jesus Christ, will bruise by the head of the serpent. And some Bibles will tell you, when you read the different scripture, it means crush. Not bruise, crush the head. You see, and that's why you got to take time and have many Bibles so you can get the translation. Crush the head. You can cut the head of a serpent, but it will still spew of venom. So the head has to be crushed, and this is what Jesus did on the cross. That's why we receive, we are restored and receive salvation. Then and thou shalt bruise his heel. But I mean, bruise his heel. When your heel is bruised, it slows you down. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Many times Satan brings distraction through bruising your heel. He brings distraction to slow you down for reaching your destiny. He slows you down by distractions and from the world and different things, even from your family, to slow you down, because he does not want you to get to the place that God wants you to get into. When he bruises your heel, you don't have that faith like you're supposed to have. You have fear. You have anxiety. When he bruises your heel, you keep things in your heart. You have bitterness, because his mission is to steal, to kill. His mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. So when he bruises our heel, he's distracting us. Hallelujah. But be of good courage, Jesus said, because I have overcome the world. So I want you to pay attention to that. Genesis 3:15. Then let's go. Let's go. And then we go to Genesis 4. Then you know that and Cain and Abel are born. Cain is the first, Abel the second. And we know that story so well, that Cain killed Abel. Hallelujah. Of the fruit of the offering. And you have time, read Genesis 4. I'm just running over these things this morning. Hallelujah. So what am I saying to you? Even though God, you know, God, I love God, because he came down and warned Cain. And sometimes God will come and warn us in dreams, in visions. But sometimes we hard-headed. And we still want to do what we want to do. Be careful with warnings when God speaks to us. Amen? Be careful with warning. We have to be so careful. We got to take time with our salvation. Please, so you don't lose it. Don't let the enemy bruise your heel. Hallelujah. And we know that Cain was sent out of the garden. Abel is dead. I want you to think about what is happening to Eve. How do you think she feels? She's lost her privilege in the Garden of Eden. She was the one that was tempted, and she gave the fruit to her husband, Adam. Now she had two boys, you know, and she was so happy. And then you see one kill the other, and she's left with no children during that period. How do you feel? How do you think she and her husband Adam fell? No, it's another sorrow. First, they made a mistake. They are kicked out. Can you imagine your two children, one killing the other? I've seen that happen before. I know it's not a happy thing, because I knew a family that the son killed the other son. It's hard for the mother. That mother's heart was in pain. I don't know about you. How would you feel if one of your child killed the other child? You love both of them. Can't do nothing, because what God has said, God's the king, you're getting out of here. And God, you are separated. And Eve can't do nothing when God said you separated. Adam can't do nothing. because God came and warned Cain. So let's look at Eve. She's without no children. She's sad. I know I would be. The Bible said in Genesis 4:16, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Then verse 17. You remember we're talking about the seed of the woman. And Cain knew his, okay, let's go down, go down, go down, go down to hallelujah. So we look, as we go down this scripture, verse 4, we're not until we're first there. Let's go to 26, the last verse, and it's 25, I'm sorry. And Adam knew his wife again. Why does the Bible say again? Because you can see the sadness. So you can see there must be something. They're not really together as a husband and wife. So God has restored them. And while he knew his wife again, and this time she has a son, and she called his name Seth. For God says she has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. What am I saying to you? A yes and amen. If he says the seed of the woman shall cross the head of the serpent, even though she went through that period of one son killing the other son and that sadness, but God restored her. Hallelujah. His words are yes and amen. What he says he will do, he will do. And now she has a seed, and that is Seth. Hallelujah. And we can go through it and go through it, but with that seed, from one generation to the next generation, that seed is multiplying, growing. We know David came from there. We look at the seed, the seed, the seed. See the tribes of Israel. We see Abraham in the covenant. We go down, down, down. And when you look at it, what I'm saying to you this morning, God promise in Genesis 3:15 was fulfilled. Hallelujah. Does this message apply to you and myself? I want you to know that God is faithful. I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be assured that God is faithful. What he says he will do, he will do it. You see, Seth is born, and then when you look through the Bible, we go to Matthew 1, they gave you the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, and they gave you, and it goes down, bump, 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 goes down. As you read the whole Matthew 1, you see, from one generation to the next generation to the next generation to the next generation. And you go Matthew 1, and then you go straight down, and you come to Mary and Joseph. Isn't that God's promises? He said it, and he does it. It took 14 generations, but it was done. Sometimes we don't want to wait on God, but wait on him. He is faithful. Everything he said he will do, he will. Christ is the seed of the woman. So this is the beginning to the end of Satan taking men into captivity. Why do you think Herod wants to come in, worship Israel? No, he wants to kill, because he knows, they know the prophetic word. My sisters and brothers, don't give up on God. As we celebrate this Christmas day, I want you to remember all the promises God has said, given to you. It will be fulfilled. Sometimes it looks so difficult, but his promises are yes and amen. What do you do? You have faith. Don't look at what you see right now, but walk by the Spirit. And let's look at Isaiah 55, and I will stop right there. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. Turn your head. And I want you to, sometimes you memorize this scripture and write it down. I think it's verse 11. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. This is God saying. It shall not return to me void. It won't come empty, but it will accomplish that which I please. What God tells that word to come, which he please. And his word will prosper in the thing whereto I send it. So when you're being discouraged, remember Isaiah 11, his word. Anything he spoke will surely come to pass. Prophetic words spoken in your life will surely come to pass. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You see the prophetic word in Genesis 3:15 being fulfilled in Matthew, in the book of Luke, because the birth of Christ. And then you see it when he was on the cross. When Jesus said, it is finished. That means he had crushed the head of the serpent. Philippians 2, and God has given him a name above all names. He has highly exalted him, Jesus. Hallelujah. Genesis 3:15 was fulfilled. I don't know about you, but it gives me joy when I read this scripture over and over. I'm overjoyed. Sometimes you don't see what will happen. You know, you can't feel it. You can't see it. It looks, but just stand on his word and his promises. His word will surely come to pass. So celebrate this morning, this day, thanking him in advance for the word he has spoken in your life. Celebrate that he has defeated the enemy. Celebrate him for Jesus Christ. Don't give up on your children, your family. Stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't be double-minded. Focus on his word. it will surely come to pass. Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. No more will the enemy use you as a scapegoat or try to manipulate it. It is finished. Jesus paid the price. What do you think happened in heaven that day? And Jesus Christ was born. You can tell the angels came. The shepherds washed their flocks and they said, I bring you good news. Hallelujah. The wise men, we talk about that, came to worship him. Brought him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold represents the kingship of Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings. His purity, his holiness. Frankincense represents prayer and intercession. He sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. When you see frankincense, think about prayer and intercession. And when you think about myrrh, myrrh is the what he went through. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Jesus went through a lot on that cross. Hallelujah. He took away our sins to set us free. So when you think about myrrh, those are the things he went through to bring us into his kingship, royal priesthood, chosen generation. He sits right there at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Frankincense. And there are some of you suffer from arthritis, on another note, frankincense, pure frankincense. I usually buy the pure. You don't just buy frankincense, you buy the pure. The pure frankincense is expensive, very expensive. The pure frankincense, just a little bit, might cost almost $50. The real pure one, and you pray over it. And then some of you, I send the oil. It has frankincense. And I guess you say, oh, this oil is expensive, but it has frankincense. It's so expensive. But it's good for arthritis. The pure frankincense, and so it helps some of the medical things for users of frankincense is for arthritis. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So God is wonderful and he's good. I bless God this morning for each and every one of you. I just want to assure you and to rest assured that what he says he will do, he will do. His word, I pray that it resonates in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, thank you for increasing our faith and trust in you. Jesus, thank you for salvation. We bless you for each and every one this morning. Bless this day. We release the blessings of the Sabbath day, which is the day, the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. So among everything else, get your Holy Communion ready. Let's take it and then we'll close. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Get your offering, your Holy Communion ready. Let's take the Holy Sacrament in Jesus' name.
Cherish that beautiful name. Cheers.
and down to the earth below. To Mary whispered so low. Call his name, Jesus. Fear not the words I say. Oh, God has favored you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's Mother Somerville on the line. I want her to pray over the Holy Communion. If she's on, Mother Somerville, press 1. I'll open the line for you so you can pray over the Holy Communion for us this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please pray over the Holy Communion for us.
Gracious Lord, we thank you this morning for waking us up in our rightful mind. Even though we cannot see one another, but we can hear one another, dear Lord, it is a blessing. As we are about to partake of your flesh and your blood this Christmas morning, Lord, let it be medication in our bodies, dear Lord, because you are the greatest physician. When you kill somebody, they don't come back. So, dear Lord, hear the bread, the biscuit, or whatsoever they are using, presenting your flesh. Hear the juice, water, or whatsoever it is, it has been changed from the natural to the supernatural. So we bless God this morning and all who will partake of it, that they will be healed. And their faith will increase. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Somerville. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Okay. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given, he break it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers, bread that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had stop saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Then as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus, we receive all the blessings and the breakthroughs in the Holy Sacrament. And we thank you, O God, for the healing, deliverance. Thank you for hearing and answering these prayers, O God. And we walk by your faith and trust in you. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, every one of you should get up an offering in your hand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we lift up our offerings to you. We ask you to bless it in the name of multiplication, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for even giving us the strength and the help to work, or for providing what we have. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, what you ask of us is nothing compared to what you give us. But we are grateful to you for everything. In Jesus' name. And we ask you to bless this Sabbath day. We claim all the blessings of the Sabbath in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, sweet, sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas to every one of you. We love you. We appreciate you. Remember, God's promises are yes and amen. God bless you.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching on the silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, is born.